moving.
Moving?
It's the room. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it?
Yes. Yes. By Timothy, Steve, we're in a lift.
A lift?
Keep still.
Paul, we're going down. We're going down. We're going down.
Can you see anything?
Yes. It's just a small room. Nothing exciting about it. It's not even furnished.
Oh.
Let's have a look inside.
Come on, Steve. Can you get in all right?
Yes.
That's better. Not very impressive, is it?
It doesn't seem to be used at all, as far as I can see. Isn't there a light?
Yes, but I'm blurred if I can see the switch. Close the panel, Steve. I have an idea that might work it.
Right. Yes.
I thought it would. I could see the small notch on the corner of the... What's that?
Paul, we're moving.
Moving?
It's the room. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it?
Yes. Yes. By Timothy, Steve, we're in a lift.
A lift?
Keep still.
Paul, we're going down. We're going down. We're going down.
We're stopping, Steve.
Yes.
Open the panel, Steve.
I wonder where we are.
Probably the bargain basement. Here, I'll try that.
Looks like a passage of some sort.
Yes. Can you get out all right?
I think so. They don't give you much room, do they?
I wonder where this place leads to.
I've got a pretty awful sense of direction, but we seem to be going towards the village as far as I can make out.
Yes. We'll walk to the end.
Yes, all right.
Can you see?
Not too badly.
This passage is pretty old. It must have been here for donkey's years.
Yes.
Seems fairly long, doesn't it?
Paul, there's a light.
Where? Oh, yes.
It's an oil lamp. Someone must have been here quite recently.
Someone's been here quite recently, all right. Don't worry about that. I wonder where the devil this leads to.
Most probably the little general. Everything seems to lead towards
the... By Timothy, Steve, you're right. You're right.
Why, Paul, you don't...
The little general lies about 100 yards from Ashdown House. We must have come 50 yards already.
Then you really think this passage leads towards the inn?
We'll soon find out. We'll soon find out, Steve.
There's some sort of a wooden staircase over there.
Yes. We're underneath the inn, all right. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Can you hear voices?
Yes. Yes, I think I can.
If we climb to the top of the staircase, we might hear.
Yes.
Be careful, Steve. Shh.
Paul, listen. Listen.
The doc will tell you what to do.
What's happened to Skid?
He's dead.
Dead? I thought you said the smash was
it
all right.
It wasn't the smash, Horace.
Then what was it?
He had to be taken care of.
Taken care of? You don't mean the name?
Yes.
Why should he? Why should Skid be murdered?
He had to go. He was on the point of talking.
Well, how do we know? How do we know he was on the point of talking?
That's what I say.
It's the same with Snipey, Jackson, and Lefty. They did their job well, and then look...
Jackson was a fool. And an incompetent fool into the bargain. He didn't even wear gloves on the Lester job.
What about Lefty?
That was my fault. I was sorry about that. I only meant to give the poor devil a whiff of chloroform, and he passed out on me.
Yes, well, it sounds all right. I'm getting a bit windy, see? And Knave is just a little too smart for my liking.
A little too smart, eh, Horace? How very interesting.
If the Knave wasn't smart, we shouldn't be here, my friend. You can take that from me.
What do you mean?
The Knave received information about a valuable diamond owned by a Nottingham firm called Trenchman's. Diana went around there this morning and had a look at it. We were supposed to make all the arrangements about the job tonight. But this morning, after Diana got back, the chief rang up. And...
Well?
Trenchman Diamond was a trap. A charming little noose, my friend, for us all to put our pretty little necks in.
Struth! What about Diana? How do we know she wasn't followed?
I may have been.
We don't know. Diana's got to lie low for a while.
It's a damn good job the chief found out about Trenchman, so we'd have been in a swell jam.
Whose idea was it to have a plant like that? I bet a fiver it was that nosy...
It was Mr. Paul Temple's idea, unless I'm very much mistaken. And unless I'm very much mistaken, Mr. Temple is going to be aptly rewarded for his originality.
Then heaven help the poor devil if you get your hands on him, Doc. Do you remember that Greek fella? And the small drops of acid? I'll never forget his face. He was...
Shut up! Shut up!
Horace is a little sensitive, aren't you, Horace?
Well, I saw him and you didn't. He was staring. Staring!
Pull yourself together, Horace.